Ervin Perik Yud Mishnah Tesvav. Sheretz Shenimtza B'Mikdash. If one Chas Hashem found a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, sheretz, let's say, a mouse they found in the Beis HaMikdash. So this mouse, Rabbeinu Yonason says that the mouse was dead. The sheretz was dead, whatever type of sheretz it was. Kohen Motziu Behemyono. So Kohen should take it out, even on Shabbos, using his belt. In other words, he shouldn't touch it directly, so he shouldn't become Tamei. He should carry it with his belt, because the belt will not make him Tamei. And carrying it also, carrying a sheretz does not make a person tummy. It's not the type of tumah that one carries becomes tummy. He's also not touching the sheretz. The sheretz is metame is begadim, but the begadim are not metame him. What's the reason he does all this? Shaloi l'shahos esa tumah. Divir Rebbe Yochanan ben Brekes. Rebbe Yochanan ben Brekes says that it's more important not to have tumah sit inside the Beis HaMikdash. So take it out on Shabbos. It's just a shvus. It's obviously not a diorais. You're not carrying tirshas harabim over there. And this whole Mishnah also applies, forget about Shabbos, it's any day of the week. Better to take it out and be mitama the begadim than to leave it there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bitzbas shel eitz. Shloi l'rabbi sisatoma. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't be mitama with his belt. Rather, you should go out of your way and look for a wooden tongue to carry with that, because it's pshute kli eitz. It's a straight kli that's made out of wood. It doesn't have a base kibble in it. It's not a receiving device. It doesn't have like a bowl or anything in it. And pshute kli eitz doesn't become tameh. Shaloi l'rabbis esatumah. In order not to increase tumah by being mitameh the beged, better to do that, even though it's going to cause that there's more time that there's tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda held, though, the better to have more time that's tameh than have more articles and physical things that are tameh. So from where would they take this out from on Shabbos? Min ha-hechel u-min ha-ulon. They took it out either from the hechel, which included the Kodesh Kedoshim area, u-min ha-ulam, and from the ulam outside of this area, was an antechamber, u-mi-bein ha-ulam v'la mizbeach, and also between the ulam up until the mizbeach. Tivir Rebbe Shimon ben Nanas. Rebbe Shimon ben Nanas held that the only places you were allowed to take it out from were from very holy places. But if it was anywhere else, specifically the Azara, the much bigger area by the Azara, which was not as Kaddish as this area, the Beis HaMikdash, there you would just cover it with what's called a Psachter, as we're going to see soon. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Makum Shai Chayavan Al Zdoinik Chores Val Shigagasu Chatos, Bisham Motzin Oisai, Ushal Kolam Kormus Kaifin Alav Psachter. Rabbi Kiva said that any place in the Beis HaMikdash that if one would be Tomei and would enter and he'd be Chayav Chores, if he did it b'mezid, or he'd be chayv v'chatas, or karb v'chatas, if he's b'shoigig, from there, you always bring the tumah out of there on Shabbos. That's the litmus test to know that one has to bring it out. V'shar kol makomos kofen alav psachter. But any other place in the mikdash, you would just cover it. The psachter is like an iron pot. Now, this last part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's not talking about what we just spoke about. He's being chaylik on the Tana Kama in the previous Mishnah that said that one is allowed to tie a cord in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon held that one is not allowed to. One is only allowed to make a slip knot. So Rabbi Shimon, Aymer Makum, Shetir Lucha Chacham Mishalcha Nosnu Lach. And the intrinsic question that one may have on Rabbi Shimon is that why was Rabbi Shimon Makel over here, but he was Machmer when it came to Eruvei Tchumen, that if a person was only 15 amas outside the tchum, he can go back in. So the teretz is, as Rabbi Shimon says, Makum shetir l'chachamim, the place chacham where mater you, which means he's referring to the eruvei tchumin, where he was mekel and he allowed you, even if you were 15 amas outside the tchum, mishelcha nosnu lach. They gave you what was already your own, meaning that it was anyway inside the tchum. They weren't more mekel and made something that was really aser to you. Really, it was mutter to you. They were just machmir, they just gave it back. The whole reason of the 15 amas, they would anyway usually make the marker 15 amas inwards, because people would make incorrect calculations and end up 15 amas outside. But really, technically, you were still within the tchum. And therefore, over here also, in the Beis HaMikdash, shlo hitir l'cha elim ishim shvus, they're only going to be matar you something that's a shvus, but not something that's asa midiraisa, which tying a cord, at least the way according to Rashi learned, is asa midiraisa. And obviously this would play in to how you learned what they mattered when it came to tying the cord that broke on Shabbos. If you say like Rashi, it's very simple. The Rashi held that they even tied something that was asa midiraisa, and that's Rabbi Shimon saying, no, we don't allow that. And even if you held, like the Rav, that was a kesher she'enu shel kayama, still, like Taisi Zantav explains, it's something that could come to an Issa D'Oraisa very easily, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says we still don't do that. Only something that's stam just a shvus, and what he means, l'chara, is that it's not going to come to an Issa D'Oraisa. There, Rabbi Shimon is explaining that he was Mekel. Salik Meseches Erevin.